This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. There's no rest for President Obama on this Labor Day. He's attending the AFL-CIO's picnic in Ohio, hoping to rally support for an overhaul of the nation's health care system. Later this week, the president will make his case to a joint session of Congress. The White House is calling the speech the kickoff to a final round of health care negotiations. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And what is the president's message to union members on this Labor Day?
Well, he's expected to talk to working men and women about the economy this Labor Day. We got some mixed signals last week with fewer than expected jobs lost in August. But at the same time, the unemployment rate inched closer to 10%, the highest it's been in more than a quarter century. In his weekly address over the weekend, the president acknowledged the country is going through some very tough economic times, but said he hopes that by next Labor Day, things will be looking brighter. And, of course, the president will also talk today about health care, but he will probably try not to steal any thunder from that big speech to the Joint Session of Congress on Wednesday.
And with that speech, what does the president hope to accomplish?
Well, two things. First, he wants to remind the public what they like about health care changes. You know, in recent weeks, we've seen declining public support for this sort of amorphous notion of overhauling the health care system as people have been bombarded with warnings, some of them unfounded, about death panels and the like. White House political advisor David Axelrod says when people hear specifics about what's actually in the various overhaul plans, they tend to like them.
I think the American people are maybe ahead of the pundits on this one. They know that we need to get some of them. They feel it in their own lives. And I do think that there has been a lot of mythology around this debate. One virtue of this speech is that the president will have a chance to lay out very clearly where we should go and where we should not.
So the president will highlight broadly popular proposals, for example, prohibiting insurance companies from denying coverage to people with pre-existing medical conditions. At the same time, he'll also be telling lawmakers where his own bright lines are on some of the more contentious issues, such as how to pay for expanding insurance coverage.
And one of those contentious issues is whether to include a public insurance option. It isn't clear, though, at this point, where the president stands on that.
Yeah, this has been such a polarizing issue. There are those on the left, including the labor unions the president will be visiting with today, who say this is an absolute must-have, that any health care reform worth the name must include a government option. On the other hand, on the right, there are folks who say this is an absolute deal breaker, that any reform package that includes a government option is a non-starter. So far, the president has tried to steer a course between those banks. For weeks, he's been saying he likes the idea of a public insurance option, but that what is really important is maintaining choice and competition in the insurance market and leaving the door open to achieve that by some other means, such as maybe a nonprofit co-op or maybe a public insurance option as a fallback if private insurance doesn't come through. What the White House is trying to avoid is letting the whole push for healthcare overhaul run aground over this single issue.
And Scott, as the president makes this big push, he's being dogged by a couple of distractions. That flap over back-to-school message he'll deliver tomorrow, and then an outspoken environmental advisor had to step down over the weekend. Does the White House feel it's, you know, put these controversies to rest?
Well, it's trying. The White House will release a text to the president's school speech today so nervous parents can see he's just urging students to work hard and stay in school, not spreading some socialist indoctrination, as some of the more fevered critics have said. And as you say, Van Jones, his green jobs advisor, stepped down after some disparaging comments about Republicans. The White House spent very little time defending Mr. Jones, and I think that's a sign of just how focused the administration is trying to stay on health care.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, thanks very much.
You're welcome.